Welcome to RBC's Markets in Motion podcast, recorded March 11th, 2024. I'm Lori Calvasina, head of U.S. Equity Strategy at RBC Capital Markets. Please listen to the end of this podcast for important disclaimers. Three big things you need to know. First, one of our key sentiment indicators has started to retreat after hitting extreme levels, which has coincided with a stealth rotation in leadership. Second, we're starting to see a more broad-based improvement in U.S. GDP expectations, which we see as supportive of continued rotation in stock market leadership. And third, Biden put out his wish list in Thursday's State of the Union, giving equity investors a taste of his goals and a potential second term. If you'd like to hear more, here's another 5 minutes. Now, let's jump into the details. Starting with takeaway number one. One of our key sentiment indicators has finally started to retreat after hitting extreme levels. As our regular readers are well aware, we keep a close eye on a handful of sentiment and positioning gauges for the U.S. equity market. AAII net bulls have been elevated at roughly one standard deviation above the long-term average since the start of the year. When this happens, the stock market tends to be flat over the next 3 months with below-trend gains of about 6.5% on a 12-month forward basis. The combination of the two highlights the potential for a short-term pullback in the market. CFTC's buy-side positioning data in U.S. equity futures has also been sitting a little above early 2018 and early 2020 pre-COVID peaks. Both AAII and CFTC have been highlighting the vulnerability of the U.S. equity market to a pullback that simply hasn't materialized yet. While there wasn't a big change in the AAII data last week, we did see a sharp move lower on CFTC's U.S. equity futures positioning gauge. This was driven by a drop in NASDAQ 100 futures positioning, which had been sitting well above historical highs. While this has not been accompanied by a decline in the equity market generally, over the past few weeks we have seen a clear weakening in the leadership of the mega-cap growth stocks that have been dominating the stock market. We've also seen some very sneaky outperformance in the Russell 2000 relative to the S&P 500 since early February. Moving on to takeaway number two. We're starting to see a more broad-based improvement in U.S. GDP expectations. The stealth rotation in stock market leadership that's been underway in recent weeks, note that only two of the Mag 7 names have outperformed the S&P 500 since January, has occurred as the improvement in U.S. economic forecasts has broadened out. 2024 U.S. real GDP forecasts have now broken above 2% and stood at 2.1% as of Friday. A few weeks ago, this stat was at 1.6%, and last summer it was sitting down at 0.6%. Even more interestingly than the big move up in the GDP forecast, we are seeing evidence that the forecasting community has become a little more willing to stick their necks out in terms of duration, as GDP forecasts are now rising for 1Q, 2Q, and 3Q of 2024. We have been arguing over the past few months that for the stock market leadership rotation that was seen in November and December to resume, U.S. GDP forecasts would need to keep improving and get closer to above average levels. Historically, large cap and growth outperform small cap and value when GDP is running cool or trending below the average of 2.6%, while small cap and value tend to outperform when GDP is running hot. While we aren't there just yet, the temperature is rising pretty quickly. We'll wrap up with takeaway number three. Equity investors got a taste of the potential goals of a second Biden term in Thursday's State of the Union. Conversations with equity investors on the U.S. presidential election have been pretty frustrating for us, as we've only had breadcrumbs to analyze in terms of potential policy plans from either candidate. While we still think it's too early to make big trades on the U.S. election outcome for a variety of reasons, we are pleased to report that there were more policy breadcrumbs in Thursday's State of the Union than we expected to get. We've analyzed the stock market relevant comments from Biden's speech, focusing on forward-looking gains as opposed to a recap of missions already accomplished. Things that stood out to us from a stock market or economic perspective included the emphasis on foreign policy, immigration, and the desire to pass the border bill, individually focused economic initiatives on housing and preschool, and the desire for corporations and billionaires to pay more in taxes, but not those making under $400,000 a year. We found ourselves a little bit surprised by how much healthcare was in focus and how there was a bit less of a focus on reshoring. Again, this was in terms of forward-looking plans, not the recaps. We also sensed a little bit less focus on climate and energy than we'd anticipated. The tone on China seemed less harsh than Trump's. We also took note of a comment from Biden on the need to impose some limits on AI and pricing on consumer goods. We stress that it's still early and remind investors that Biden would need Congress's cooperation to achieve most of his goals. But admittedly, there is a little bit more for investors to ponder now. Both Biden and Trump have been moving up in the polls and betting markets recently. We'll be keeping a close eye on that data to see if the new messaging from Biden has an impact. For now, we'll end with this thought. The stock market tends to go up in presidential election years, admittedly less than usual, starting off with a pullback early on, followed by better trends in the back half of the year once uncertainty has dissipated. That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and please reach out to your RBC representative with any questions.
This content is based on information available at the time it was recorded and is for informational purposes only. It is not an offer to buy or sell or a solicitation, and no recommendations are implied. It is outside the scope of this communication to consider whether it is suitable for you and your financial objectives.